Okay, Tov. Everybody brought the Gemara's, I assume. Or a way of accessing Gemara above Mitzia, right? Go to Daf Mem Amud Beis. Mem Amud Beis, yeah. Mem Amud Beis at the bottom. Firstly, who's reached this sugya? Only Yosef? Mem Amud Beis at the bottom. Excellent. So, I want to hear, what was this sugya about? The Mishnah plus the Gemara that goes on to spills onto Mem Aleph Amud Aleph.
Mem
Amud Beis at the bottom. Mem Amud Beis at the bottom.
When you deposit the vessel and they don't specify the place that you need to put it and.
Okay, and we have there a machlokes between Jonah. Do you need me to share the daf makoros with you?
Between Rabbi Shmuel.
Yeah, I have it. Okay, sorry, what were you saying?
Between Rabbi Shmuel
and
Rabbi Akiva.
What were their positions?
One says you need the dark volume, and the other one says you don't.
What does that mean?
It's clearly when you return a lost item. Do you dafka need the dark volume to remove your liability once you've returned it, or not? With an afkamina being...
Return a lost item?
Not a lost item. Return an item from when you got it. Is it not?
Okay, very good. So, what exactly is it discussing? Right? This is really the question. There are two reasonable interpretations of the Mishnah. You only suggested one. Right? Of the Gemara here, sorry, based on the Mishnah. You could say it's returning the Pikodon, right? When you return a pikadon, you need das bailim or not, right? And we pass in like who? Rabbi Shmuel versus Rabbi Kiva. Who are we going to pass in like?
Kiva.
Very good. Okay. So good morning, most Rishonim and Kassai. Rabbi Kiva, some Bali Tosis have a pilpul that we pass in like Rabbi Shmuel here. I don't want to go into the details right now. But Begadol, we pass in like Rabbi Kiva. Right. So, given that that is the case, somebody has highlighted my entire document here.
That was me. Sorry. I'm trying to highlight it.
Okay. So,
there we go.
Given that we have a machoikis, right? Between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, we're going to pass on like Rabbi Kiva, that the din is that you are chayev, that you do need das bailim, you need the das bailim to know that you've returned it. We'll have to discuss exactly what it means that they know to return it in a minute, right? That's a rule in Bikadim. Now, that is not correct here. Sorry, Annie.
No.
Yeah?
Wait, so this is saying, let's say you give me a watch to look after when I return it to you. Do I need to let you know that I've returned it to you?
Ah, so that's not what it's saying. You might need to do that, but that's not what it's saying. So let's look at the Gemara. I've given you towards the end of the first page. I've given you a Gemara of Baba Kama, where this machlokes shows up, where it actually shows up in Shas. Right, so let's start with the Mishnah. Somebody you stole a tale. What's a tale? Very good. Sorry. Yeah, lamb. Right, from the eder, from the pen. Right, vechziro, and he returns it. Oy meis, oy nignav, and it was stolen or it died. Chayev be'achrayusa, he's chayev. Right. Loy yadu bailim loybing vaso loygvaso. Vemanu etzatzoyin v'shleima he potter. But if they didn't know what had happened, and they counted the tzon, they counted their flock, and didn't realize that this lamb had been missing ever, then already you are potter. Right. No, this is not a case of Pikadon. The Parsha, the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about Pikadon. Sorry? This is just straight Gezel, straight regular Gezel. Nothing to do with Shlichus Yad and Pikadon, nothing. I mean, if you remember the Gemara later on, this guy says this is a Gazlan or is it Pikadon, so Shlichus Yad. Really, both Shlichus Yad, but the question is, A, Machlokes in Shlichus Yad, is Shlichus Chesron or not? Right? And then there's a third possibility, it's a Shol Shalem Gdas. Right? This is not Shlichus Yad, it's not Shol Shalom Gdas, it's Gezel Domer. So, We say, if you look at the beginning of the Gemara, Amar Rav, Rav said, Ledas tzarech das, sheloi ledas minyan poter. So if they knew about it, then they need to, if they knew about the theft, then they needed to know about the return. Like a simple Pshat Mishnah, right? And if they didn't know about it, then the counting is enough to poter you from tashlumin. That's on the last bit. Right? Whether the Balaam knew about the theft or not, the counting and the fact that they then know that their flock is Sholim, Lamaisa, is enough. It doesn't matter whether they knew about the theft or not. And that rule applies to all of it. Right? Rabbi Yochanan, said, Ladas minyan poiter, shalei ladas afilu minyan nami lo tzarech. And Rabbi Yochanan says that when it comes to the, if they knew about the theft, then the fact that they counted it and their flock was whole, they'll realize that the animal was returned. That's enough. You don't need to actually tell them. And if they never knew about it, then they don't even need to count it for you to be potter. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And Rav Chista. Rav Chista Amar Ladas Minyan Poiter. If they knew about it, Minyan is Poiter. If they knew about it, then a Minyan is enough. Then counting the flock is enough to patter the theft from Tashlum. And Shaloi Ladas Sarich Das. But if they didn't know about it, then you need to tell them about it. You need to apologize it. Then you need to apologize. Right? An interesting opinion. We're going to skip ahead in the Gemara. Amar, about halfway down. Amar Rav Zvid Mishrei de Rava. Rav Zvid said the name of Rava. Beshoimer, by the way, we passed the Makrofchista. Yeah? Beshoimer Sheganav Mirshus Abaylim Kuliyam Lepligi Kedrav Chista. When you're talking about somebody who stole, a Shomer who stole from the Rishus of the Bailim, who stole, even though he's Shomer, the object was still with its original owners. He stole from it, fell from the original owners. We pass in Lakrav Chista. We'll have to discuss why in a minute. And here we're talking about a Shomer who stole the object from his own care, meaning he was Shalech Yad. He did Shalechus Yad. And the question is, can he just return it to the place that he stole from? Or does he need to, in fact, tell the Balaam? Rabbi Akiva Savar Kal Salesh Mirase, Rabbi Yishmael Savar Le Kal Salesh Mirase. Rabbi Akiva says that from the second he stole the object that he was looking after, that hit the Pikadon, the Shmira has ended. Right? He, by force, ended the Shmira because he stole it. It's no longer a valid Shmira. And therefore, to return it, he's going to actually have to tell the Balaam about what happened because it was a Gneva. They didn't know about it, and we passed in like Rav Chista that if you stole and it was without the das and they don't know about it, then you have to tell them. Right? But Rabbi Yishmael holds that the Shmira is not ended. Just by virtue of you stealing an object that what you are looking after, that doesn't mean that you have to, that you have ended the Shmira. Yeah? And that means that you can just put it where you got it from, and that's enough. You don't have to tell the Balaam what happened. Okay? Adkan. So based on this Gemara, what are Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva arguing about?
Basically, where you're a shaman and you used it, and therefore, is it considered breaking the Shmira?
And they're arguing about that, right? And we're talking about very specifically a case of Shlichus Yad. We're not talking about a general rule about how you return a pikadon. We're talking about a much more specific rule about how you return a pikadon in the case of Shlichus Yad. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fine. So, the question becomes, if this is what happens with a shomer, right? If this is the rule with a shomer, that a shomer has to, if he steals something, has to actually tell the Balaam that he's returning it, then what's the rule with a regular gneva? Does he have to actually tell them?
Well,
Why? Leaving aside what I've told you, right? Just be smarter. If I told you, I didn't tell you when we hold our krachista. Right? Given that we... just mitzvara, if a shomer has to, upon returning an object that he stole from his own care, right, or from the care of the Bailim, he has to tell the Bailim about it.
Does the Bailim know that he stole it?
Wasn't that become a homer?
The Bailim don't know about it, no. Yosef said...
Yes.
Meaning...
You can say that if that in the Shlichus Yad, when he thinks that you have it, so the fact that you have to let him know exactly what went on behind the scenes, even though he thinks that you have it, so much more so when he thinks that you don't have it, then it's a much bigger deal.
Sorry, say that again?
When he thinks that you have it, you need to tell him that what went on behind the scenes with Shlichus Yad. So much more so when he doesn't know where it is.
Oh, very good, yes. It's a Kal V'chomer, right? Yeah. So, both Eitan and Yosef, Yoni, were you going to say something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, and Yoni all said it's a Kal V'chomer, right? They pass him like the Ritva. I put the Ritva on the dust for you, right? Umani Rabbi Shmuel hi desanya agoyin eptolam min haaretz meselam min hakois. I mean, a kiss, sorry. Lemakoyim shenatal yachzid rei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva oimer tzarech das by them. Ve'okimna beduchta beperek ha-goyzel de'pligi beshomer shagana mirshusay ve'hechzira limkoy mashaloy min das by them. V'dechuli alma gazlan tzarech das bailim behashava. Everybody agrees that a gazlan requires das bailim. Ella, de Rabbi Yishmael savar shomer shegana mirshusay kol zman shelo yichaser klum leikal sa shmirasay ve'adayin hu shomer shel bailim ve'dayte gedas bailim. Yachach lamakim shenatal yachzir. Why does Rabbi Yishmael disagree? Rabbi Yishmael says, I am a shomer, right? Okay, I stole the object I was being a shomer for, but I'm still a shomer. So if I sort of tell myself that I'm returning it, that's as though I'm telling the Bailim, because I'm, you know, looking after it right now. Right? So it's an I don't have to actually tell the people it really belongs to. I can just put it back, and like that's like me telling myself and Gavaldik, and everybody's good, and then I'll just return it to them as regular shmira. Yeah?
Could you not say the opposite way around? That with regard to shmira, where there's a relationship between the Baal and the Shomer, and then you violate that relationship by the Shlichut Yad, you have to make him aware of your returning it. But with regard to a Gana, where there's no interaction between the two parties, and it's not even known that it's left his property, you would think the opposite, that you don't have to let him know that you've returned it, because there's no reason for him to suspect anything
that's
happened to this animal.
Yes, keep that in mind. You could say that and keep it in mind. We will be saying that later. Right? Okay, but what does the Ritva say? Right, the Ritva says everybody will agree about a gazlan. Right? Why? Let's go to the psukim at the top. Right, he lied about some object that he'd taken that he really shouldn't have in a whole bunch of different cases. Or he found the Veda and he was nishba the sheker. Yasham, veheishivis agazela asher gazal, he has to return the gazela. Osa ishik asher hashak, osa pikadain asher hafkadi toy, osa aveda asher matza. Oma kolish shabala vesheker, vishilei moisoi beroishevichamishisoi yeshivalabla asher huloi nenu bayoi mashmasoi. So says the Gemara, says the Pasuk, right? You have to return it to the Bailim. No? Now you have to return it. So part of returning it is telling them. Right? It's not enough to just sort of like, you know, pretend things didn't happen. That's not really returning it.
That's an assumption,
What?
That's an assumption.
I think it's he's because of the sort of the sort of it's a very definite lush in the pasuk. Lemashal, look at, do me a favor, look at Rashi on Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, I believe. So Rashi says. So. No, I don't think so. Look in Deborah Maskell, Targum or Rabbi Yaakov, right? So does anybody remember what Rabbi, since we're in this, well, it's not really a sugya, but like since we're seeing it, what did Rabbi Yaakov say? Sorry? No, I'm an elf. What did Rabbi Yaakov say?
They took it on condition to steal it.
What does that mean? Well, the Gemara didn't explain. What does that mean? It is Shlichus Yad, but what does it tell us about Shlichus Yad?
Oh, it was a formal seven.
No, that we already knew. Very good. Right, Shlichus Yad needs a chisaron to be chal. Right, you need to actually damage the object or lessen it in some way for Shlichus Yad to be chal, according to this opinion. Okay, so if you look at it, so the take of the, let's just find a bit of an end. Okay, going should not lay that's how about halfway down. Okay, going should not lay mitrila manasal goizla vahaimu let sorka de mesmizin. That's what let sorka means. Right? De ilu sheila ba'almo lasashmish came in de la gzeluhu sagila ba'ashava koldahu. But if we were talking about sheila, just to use it a little bit, that wouldn't be considered gzela according to this opinion. Right? Again, for we passkin that shol shalem das is a gzela. Right? Vechol makim sheinicha potter ba'inzin. Anything you put it would be potter from ba'inzin. Aval mishum de gzula havai, but this is gzula. Vegzela tziv veheishiv. And gzela says veheishiv. It's not enough to just put it back where it was. You have to, veheishiv, you have to actually return it to the ba'ilim. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Right? Okay. Fine. So that is. That's the Ritva. Now, the person who argues on the Ritva is... By the way, the Ritva says L'chorah good Svara, right? Very intuitive. No?
Yes.
What the Ritva... the person who argues on the Ritva is, of course, the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, put it on the Daf, you perked out Halach Yod. Shoymer she'gonav mirshusay kegon she'gonav talei mi'eder she'hufkat etzloi v'selam mikitz she'hufkat etzloi im yesh alav edim chayav b'cheifel. We're going to skip that for the moment. There's an issue of Tohen Tainas Gavin that I don't want to get into right now. Right? Ve'af al pi she'hechzir ha'selam kome v'atalei le'adroi ha'rei z'chayav ha'chruisay ad she'yodia ha'baylim. Right? And if even if he returned it, he's going to be chayav until he tells them. Because the Shmira has already ended, but he hasn't returned it until he tells the Bailim. So, if you have to tell, of the two possibilities we said for what the Gemara in Bava Metzia means, which one is it? Is it saying a general din in Shmira, or is it saying a din in specifically Shlichus Yad? Shmira, right? Sounds like, right? Lo yichzir klum ad sheyadia. The shmira ended, but lo yichzir klum. You didn't return anything ad sheyadia baylev. Sounds like a general comment in shmira. That's the way the Ephraim take the Rambam, by the way. Right, we're about to see. It's going to be very important in a minute. Aval hagoynev sel. So, like I said, it's a different. That's a possibility in Gemara Bamatia. It's not really a possibility in Bava Kamim. What does it mean? It's not a possibility. It's not a possibility at all. But it's lichora a less simple read of the Gemara and Bava Kama. No? So it means you're basically prioritizing the Gra of Bava Metzia. You're saying the Ikra Machlokes is really in Bava Metzia, and it's a Machlokes in Bichal Shmira, and just happens to have enough Kamina with regard to Shlichus Yad in Bava Kama. No? Gemara and Bava Kama doesn't really sound that way, but that's the way. That's what you've got to say to the other side is for. Aval hagoynev sela mikis chaveiroi oiklimi beisoi vehichzir davar haganov limkoimoi. But if he just stole something, no shlichus yad, no shomer, right? Im yodu habayim mignevas adi yodu bicharaz chazi rosa adayin aganav chayev ba'achroisoi ad sheyim ad sheyimne es ma'oisav. In such a case, right, the ganav will be chayev until when? Not until he tells the bailim, until the bailim count. Right? That's in a case where the bailim did know about. They did know about the original theft. Okay, so which day in the Gemara did he pass in like? Which day in the Gemara Bal Kama? Did he pass in like Rav Chista with regard to a general gzeiva? No, he passed in like Rabbi Yochanan, right? That minyan is enough if they knew about it, and if they didn't know about it, well, we're going to look in Yud Aleph. Mana es kiso matzah shalem a minyan poiter. Ve'im lo yado abaylam lebi gnavas ve'lebi chasra afilu minyan einay tzarech. Ela keivan shechzirelim min kaimai niftar me'achar yisai. Right? So the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Yochanan in Gzela in general. He's only passing like Rav Chista in the case of Shlichus Yad. Okay? We're going to have to talk about why, but just, that's what's going on. Yeah? And now let's read the Ravid, not the first Chasaga, the second Chasaga. Ad shi yodiyah lebailav. So that's on the first case, that's on the Shlichus Yad case in the Rambam. Yeah? If there's somebody who's not following, by the way, please tell me and I will explain again, because there's a lot of specific cases and there's a lot of details. But Amar Avram, Oishi Yaksir Hakisla Bailav Vimnemaisav, says the Ravid, even in Shlichus Yad's case, it's enough that they would count. That counts as them knowing.
Where's the Ravid?
Yeah, I put it in the Rambam. On Halacha Yud. Okay, now, if I ask you, do you know, did the Bailim know about what happened in that case? Did they know that there was a theft that happened? Why? I'm sorry? Or better, right, it's a Shmira. Right, the case is a Shomer has the object. Right, so it's not actually currently with the Bailim. So of course they didn't know about it. Yeah? So that led the Achronim want to say that the Ravid is probably also disagreeing with Halach Yud Aleph. Right, because they want to say the two cases are similar. I mean, a case of a Shomer stealing something which the Bailim already have. Which the Bailim don't have. Sorry, a Shomer stealing something which is already in his Rishos, which the Bailim don't have, is really a case of him stealing something without Bailim knowing about it.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's Mokrach. We'll just see somebody who disagrees with that in a second, but a lot of Achronim pointed it out, and I think that's an interesting possibility. Okay? Fine. The question for us is why we distinguish between Shlichus Yad and Gzela. The Rambam clearly distinguishes between Shlichus Yad and Gzela, right? He's like Gzela and we're not. The Ritvas is obvious we're going to be Machmir and Gzela, we're going to require Das that you tell the Bailim, right? If we require in a case of Shlichus Yad where nobody knows about it and whatever, and really it's sort of the act of Gzela is anyway less, sort of somehow less, not as serious. Right, you even see Svaris going on in Rishonim that we'd prefer to suspect somebody of Shlichus Yad to suspecting of Gezel because Shlichus Yad doesn't seem as bad to us, even though it's the same love. Right? So, this is a requirement, we passed the Rebbe Kiva, this is a requirement in Gzela, in Shlichus Yad, it's obviously a crime in real Gzela, even Rabbi Yishmael would accept that. The Rambam's saying the opposite. Right, the Rambam is saying that Rabbi Akiva acknowledges that it's not a requirement in Gezel, so it's only a requirement in Shlichus Yad. Why would we be more machmir in Shlichus Yad? I'm sorry? Maybe, right? That's one possibility. You say it's so basically social policy considerations, right? It's very easy for a Shomer to steal what's left with him, so maybe we be more machmir about the requirements in returning so that we can So tax is returned. Well, if that's true, then this is Darabanan or Daraisa. Present me some with Darabanan. What other possibilities? Yeah? Do we pass Kin Shlichus Yad Sricha Chisarain? Yes, we do.
Okay, then you've been Pachasar of the object. So with Canadian, you haven't. So it's worse.
Have you? Oh, you're saying because you perform. You perform Shlichus Yad definitionally. So you're saying, but what if you, like in the case of Canadian, you did?
Since Shlichut Yad is inherently a thing in which you cause damage to it, it's inherently worse.
In other words, you're saying that Shlichut Yad really includes two problems. A, there's initial Gezel, but B, it also inherently includes Nezek.
Yeah.
And we're going to assume for a second that Nezek is not the same prohibition as Gezel.
Yeah.
Right? And therefore, okay, fine. Maybe. What else?
No, but on Jonah's thing, there could be people who hold here that even though they don't necessarily hold that Shiva requires Chisarim. But they could still hold here that you...
No, I think we problemize that Shlichus Yad requires Chisarim.
Like, it's exactly.
I
was thinking maybe just because there's a bigger abuse of trust.
Ah, very good. So what's one obvious possibility, right, is that a shomer took on an obligation to look after the object. Right? No?
Yes.
So all those are good answers. But I don't think any of them are the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, we already mentioned it. The Rambam says that this is a rule not in Shlichus Yad, this is a rule in Shmirah. The way you return an object and thus relinquish your achrayus, your responsibility for that object, is by telling the Bailam you will no longer look after it. That is the way Shmira works. Right? So the reason why you have to tell them and we end up with a chumra that doesn't exist in Gzela Mamish is because in Gzela Mamish there was no Shmira. A gazlan is not a shomer. A gazlan has a chryos, but he's not a shomer. And therefore, he can just put the object back, and if they never knew about it, gevaldik, we're all good. Right? If they did know about it, then he has to make sure they also find out about the return, because they've sort of discounted in their mind. They're not thinking about that object anymore. As far as they're concerned, it's not with them, and they're not looking after it. Therefore, they don't re-accept a chryos on themselves. But if they never knew about the theft, then they don't know that they have to re-accept a chryos, and therefore, sort of, mimela, their care for the object carries on, and it's not going to get lost, because they're not looking after it properly, right? When it comes to Shmira in general requires you to tell the Bailim that you're giving it back, to terminate the Shmira. Right? Therefore, if you were Sheleach Yad, you stole the object that you were being Shomer for, Gevaldik, you gave it back. But now you need to tell them, because until such time as you gave it back, you haven't actually returned it, Midine Shnira, even if you have Midine Hashavas Gzela. No? This is, by the way, the opposite of Rashi and the Ritva. No? The Ravid agrees with who? Yeah, Pashtus. Right? Ravid Pashtus agrees with Rashi and the Ritva. Okay, now, let's look at the Haggai's Maimonius. Hey, who was the Haggai's Maimonius? Does anybody know? Agav, does anybody know who the Ritva is? Ben?
Asher?
No. No. It's a very unique name, Ashbili. Ashbili. Yeah, it's Chitumin of the Rashba and the Ra'ah. More of the Ra'ah than the Rashba. But who does he call Rabbeinu? Ramban. Right? Okay. So he's from the basement of the Ramban. Right, so who is the Haggai's Maimonius?
Wasn't he an Ashkenazi Rishon who wrote on
Ramban? Yes, whose Talmud is he? Very similar, he tried to adapt the Rambam to, you know, be halakha ma'aseh for Ashkenazim. It was a less successful attempt, obviously, than the Rambam, but that might be because the Rambam itself was never accepted as a halakha ma'aseh text in the way the Shulchan Aruch was. Anyway, whose Talmud was he? the Maharam Mirotenberg. Right, so he's a contemporary of the Rosh and of the Mordechai, would be the people who you've learned who he's a contemporary, who he's a contemporary of. And also of the Rashba. He's living at the same time as the Rashba. Okay, so he says, let's skip to middle. Kasaba Rabbeinu Chizkia. The Adam Anifka, by the way, I have no idea who he's quoting here. The Adam Anifka, im sha'al chayfetz min apikadain shebe yaday. L'rachaz man hech ziroi le'makoyim sha'ayam munach yachzir bechez kasipadain ve'in alav din shol el ha'shomer ba'alma dada shomer chashiv k'tas bailim ve'afu rabbi kibid arama kalsu shmerasar hani mila goynev deme'ata le'meheman le'av al sho'al de'meheman le'lei kalsu shmerasar kan. Says, the ha'gai is my main name of this Rabbeinu Chizkia. Everything the Rambam said is it's true if I steal an object that I was a shomer for, but if I just decide to borrow it, if I just decide to make use of it, right, then I am not, right, then I am not going to be, have to do what Rabbi Akiva said. It's enough to bask in like Rabbi Ishmael and to just return it to where it was. Why? Because what is a shoel? What sort of person is a shoel? What sort of category would I put him under? Very good. So a shoel, even a shoel shlemidas, being a shoel shlemidas is a love. What love is what love does it fall under? Lisigzol, right? It's lisigzol. It's the same love. But having said that, even so, a shoel, even though a shoel shlemidas violated lisigzol, he's still beikaron, not a gazlan. He's a shoel. He just got to the she'el in a way, which is aser. Right? And therefore, he's still a shomer. And since he started off as a shomer, maybe he's a shomer shachar, maybe he was a shomer chinam, it doesn't really matter, maybe he was soicher, right? And he now became a shoel, he's still ke'ikaroin a shomer. And since he was still ke'ikaroin a shomer, right? He didn't really steal it in the full sense, and therefore it's enough to just put it where it was, because da shomerim is kedas bailim. Right? Now, I think that what he is saying is that the Shmira doesn't end, at least in this case, the Shmira does not end when you steal the object, at least when you do a Shleila. Right? It sort of adds an extra layer of Chiyuv on top of your original Shmira, whatever it was. But it doesn't end the Shmira, it doesn't cause the Shmira to no longer exist. Now that's very similar to our Rambam, right? The Rambam says that when you stole an object, right, when you did shlichus yad or zeil on an object which was in your care, right, kalsul shmira said shmira ended, and even so, you have to tell the Bailam that you're returning it. Why? Because midini shmira, that's what you're chayav to do. Meaning the shmira, if the shmira is ended, why am I chayav in anything midini shmira? What's the answer? But we said the Shmir ended. Kalsal Shmir Asa. I'm sorry? What does it mean? Not entirely? Very good. You know, it's a case of Tzvedinim, right? Depends on what. It depends on which way you're doing it. From the perspective of your Achrayas as a Shomer, right? You still have full Achrayas. Right, you as Begavra are a Shomer. Right, all the Chiyuvi Shmura are still full on you. But the Cheftza, the object, is not considered an object which is subject to Shmura anymore. Right, that's got to be the Chiluk in the Rambam. I think this is very nice with the Haggai's Maimonides. Right, that you can have, even after the Maisa Gzela, you can have the Shmura continue in some sense. Cool? Okay. Right. So I think that that's what we'll do today. I wanted to do the Evan Ezel, but I don't have time. So I will let you explore it for yourself. The Ebn Ezra does not agree with the analysis that I just presented in the Rambam. In fact, he basically presents the opposite analysis. He suggests that what I just said in the Rambam is really true in the Ravid. Right, Ayin Sham, I've included the Ikra of the piece that you need to see if you want to understand it. It's a very interesting piece in the Ebn Ezra. Fine.